From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel with a story about what has not happened in Kirkuk. The city in northeastern Iraq has not seen open conflict between competing ethnic groups, and that's news because the potential is there. Kirkuk sits on top of huge deposits of oil and natural gas. When he was in power, Saddam Hussein deported tens of thousands of ethnic Kurds and Turkmen from the city. He resettled it with Arabs. And since Saddam's fall, many of those Kurds and Turkmen have returned. But so far, no fighting. NPR's Ivan Watson went to Kirkuk to find out why.
More than 2 months after Iraq held its national elections, Kirkuk's rival ethnic groups have still not been able to convene their newly elected city council. Until now, most of the Arab and Turkmen council members have boycotted meetings. They contend that the Kurdish parties, whose slate of candidates won more than half the council seats, are refusing to share power. Martin Hanna is an advisor to the city council, who has long feared that the bitter disputes among Kurdish, Turkmen, and Arab politicians here could explode into violence.
Last year, they killed Arab council member, then they killed Kurdish council member, and one Turkmen council member was killed by different accidents, different cases, murder. And we thought it would be outside a civil war, but nothing happened.
Somehow, in a country awash in weapons, Kirkuk's rival factions have managed to avoid an escalation into open conflict, so far. The U.S. military has worked hard to calm tensions here, but the Kurds, the most powerful Iraqi faction in Kirkuk, say they deserve some of the credit.
We are now powerful there, and we not allow anyone to go to fighting another because he is Arab or because he is Turkmen.
Dr. Kemal Kirkuki is a top Kurdish official and a battle-scarred veteran of the Kurds' militia force known as the Peshmerga. He notes that the Kurds dominate the city's police force and National Guard units. But he says the Kurds are using political means rather than guns to control the city.
We can control Kirkuk in a few hours now by force, but we don't try to use forces against any population in any place.
After long being denied the right to even own land in Kirkuk, the Kurds are now claiming the entire city should be annexed to the nearby Kurdish Autonomous Zone. Kurdish political leaders say the big Kurdish turnout in last January's elections proves they are the majority here. Other ethnic groups disagree. Mustafa Zia works for the Iraqi Turkmen Front, one of several groups which claim to speak for the Turkmen community here.
The offices, election offices, was controlled by the Kurdish Peshmerga. They changed our votes, Turkmen votes, and more than 100,000 votes were not accounted.
Zia claims Kurdish security forces have arrested hundreds of Turkmen over the past 2 years. Some Arabs in Kirkuk also complain of Kurdish threats and intimidation, among them this Arab, who withheld his name for fear of reprisals. Last week, he says police arrested one of his Arab friends, who later appeared on local TV, bruised and battered, confessing to involvement in the Iraqi insurgency.
When I heard about Ibrahim and what happened to him, as a matter of fact, I said that I was thinking about selling our house and move to another place. This kind of stuff is making people thinking to leave Kirkuk.
That's fine with Kurds like General Mam Rostam, a hard-drinking Peshmerga commander who doesn't hide his hatred for Arabs. After the war, he and his men moved into a predominantly Arab district that's since been renamed Mam Rostam Neighborhood. He says the Arab settlers brought here by Saddam Hussein should all go home.
They brought here and they were getting lands, money to build houses. And now they feel strange here because it's not their city. This is why they sell their property and they go back where they are from.
Rostam says more than 1,000 Kurdish families were forced to flee an Arab-dominated town near Kirkuk last December. These refugees are an ominous warning to Iraqi leaders of the possible consequences should they allow ethnic tensions to spiral out of control. Ivan Watson, NPR News.